Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, November 1st, 2018. On this day in 1512, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo, was exhibited to the public for the first time. Governing Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD and Simons board member Cedric Neike signed an agreement on Wednesday. The innovation campus planned by Siemens with investments of up to 600 million euros will be built in Berlin. Müller spoke of a, quote, very good day for Berlin, not only for the science industry, but for all citizens. Siemens CEO Joe Kaiser said that it was about combining work and life in one place. At the end of July, the technology group made its plans for a future campus public. Now it will be built in Berlin Siemensstadt, a location rich in tradition. According to the company's concept, offices, research laboratories, and high-tech production facilities for startup companies, as well as apartments, are to be accommodated on the campus. Research areas such as energy systems, electromobility, Industry 4.0, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence will be located on the campus. After several discussions, the Senate and Siemens agreed at the beginning of October on an initial concept and key points document for the Berlin location. Neike, who comes from Berlin, announced at the time that the managing board would now decide quickly whether the innovation campus would be put out to international tender or awarded directly to Berlin. The Siemens headquarters in Munich has its roots in Berlin, where the company was founded in Spandau. The Siemensstadt district specifically, named after the company with its factories and factory housing estates, was founded in 1900. The Innovation Campus is to be built on the site where the old Dynamowerk and the Schaltwerk are located. Berlin is still Siemens' largest production center with more than 11,000 employees. For passengers interested in the Berlin to Munich high-speed train line, Deutsche Bahn remains the only provider. As a spokesman said on Wednesday, the competitor Flix Mobility does not want to let its long-distance train, FlixTrain, run on this route for the time being. The reason is the long approval procedure for the trains, which takes 10 months, whereas the track may be used for 12 months, which, to Flix Mobility, makes no economic sense. Managing Director André Schwamlein called for more political support so that competition could develop on the connection. Since last December, the 10 billion euro of new track line has shortened the journey time between the two cities from more than 6 to around 4 hours. FlixTrain actually wanted to travel there several times a day from December onwards, but so far, only ICE trains, owned by Deutsche Bahn, have been allowed on the line and had completed months of trial operation on the new line before the start. The company Flix Mobility is mainly known for their long-distance bus journeys of the FlixBus brand. Since last year, train rides have also been on offer. FlixTrain connects Stuttgart and Berlin, as well as Cologne and Hamburg, and, in addition, Hamburg and Lörrach with a night train. The company announced on Wednesday that from early summer of 2019, trains will also run twice a day between Berlin and Cologne. The first tracks are already in place and have been for several years. Immediately after German reunification, the Berlin Senate came up with the idea of extending the tram from Warschauerstraße S-Bahn station to Hermannplatz. And so in 1994, when the Oberbaumbrücke was being renovated, rails were laid there as well. Now, the state government wants to bring the project back to life. At the beginning of the year, the Senate Transport Administration published a tender to determine the basics for the project to extend the M10 from Friedrichshain via Kreuzberg to Nord-Neukölln. At a public information event, the authority intends to present initial considerations together with the commissioned traffic planners. The extension of the tram will enable a connection between the S-Bahn and U-Bahn stations Warschauer Straße and Hermannplatz without having to change trains, and will further improve the connection of the city quarters to public transport, according to the fundamentally positive assessment by the Senate, which has also anchored the project in the urban development planning for transport. The traffic planners also refer to the impact of the extension of the tramway to the Hauptbahnhof. According to the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVLG, this has resulted in a passenger increase of around 45% for the M10 line alone. Transport experts are also expecting a positive effect from the extension of the route currently under discussion. The line, which Berliners like to call a party tram because of its heavy use in the evenings and on weekends, would ideally connect the residential, working, and party quarters in Friedrichshain with those in Kreuzberg and Neukölln. In addition, the existing local transport network in the city will be an excellent addition. At Hermannplatz, where the tram was already running 50 years ago, there are good connections to the underground lines 7 and 8, as well as to numerous bus lines. However, it is still controversial where exactly the new tram route should run and what the whole thing will cost in the end. The two are closely related. The Senate Administration website says that the cost of the tram extension can only be estimated once the preferred route has been determined. Bidders for the tender have to present different variants of the route on November 15th, and interested citizens are invited to discuss the individual variants with the planners. After the event, there will also be the opportunity to participate online in the discussion via the website www.main.berlin.de by November 29th. The first planning step for the tram project is to be completed in the spring of 2019, when an exact cost-benefit calculation will also be available. Only then can the necessary planning approval procedure for the line begin. It is the declared goal of the red-red-green state government that implementation will begin with the current legislative period, which ends in autumn of 2021. However, experts do not consider it realistic to start construction by this time. A cyclist attacked a Berlin bus driver and slightly injured him on Tuesday evening. Police reported on Wednesday that the 30-year-old man felt cut off by the bus, resulting in him assaulting the driver at the Indira Gandhi Straße Haltestelle. The cyclist is said to have lifted the 44-year-old bus driver from his seat and pushed him against the side window. The cyclist told the officer that the bus had passed him so close that he had to jump off his bicycle. The cyclist is now under investigation for bodily injury and the bus driver for suspicion of coercion into road traffic. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.